Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day, just another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it, and I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said, and I trust in the Word of God. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my sister. Live in the sunshine. Amen. God bless you. We're here again to cheer you up. Welcome, welcome, welcome. God bless you wherever you are at this moment, at this time, at this place. Amen. It's not about a mistake that you made, you hit the wrong channel, amen, or you touched the wrong button, amen. But this is what the time that God had set to let you to cheer up, not only, but this is good news. This is good news. Jesus still lives. He still lives. He's still on the throne. He's still, amen, abiding. The world is going on regardless of all the chaos and problems that's still existing. But that's what love does. Love, in spite of the chaos, the trouble, the difficulties, God is still there. Because if he wasn't here now at this moment, this time, the church would not be going on. The believers will not be here. Amen. And always somebody standing up for righteousness. Let them say, hey, there's a God still alive, and he's the only one. Amen. Father, we thank you for those that are listening. Lord, stretch your hand of deliverance. Amen. Upon those that are depressed, sick, having difficulties in the body, but not in the spirit. God, we thank you for the separation that you've given us, the ability to come back to you in our spirit. Amen. And God, you say you'll never leave us in the natural. Oh, God, and we appreciate that, and we love you for that. Because sometimes we can be down, sometimes we can be out, sometimes we can be discouraged. But you say you're right there all the time. You was with Job when he was sick. You didn't leave him in his poverty, his distress, and you helped him and you brought him back up. Amen, God. So we thank you, oh God, for being the power that you have, the authority that you have over your creation. Oh God, regardless if men lose their authority, lose their power, they lose their respect, you are still with us. And God, we thank you. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you'd like to call in tonight, amen, today, or wherever you are, you can call in, amen, at the toll-free number. We're talking about idol worship tonight and many times in the day. Sometimes we overlook, saints of God, overlook the small, minute things they feel that is not important in God's eyesight. It's not important because Jesus accepted us in the family. And we say, okay, that's not important because Jesus would never have accepted me. Amen. Since he knows I have these habits, he knows I have these problems, but he accepted me, so it should be okay. It should be okay, you know. It's all right. No, it's not all right because your spirit is different than your body. Amen. That's why Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. The spirit man, the inner man, has to be born again. And the natural man, amen, catches up. He catches up because the spirit is quick and powerful, like God's word. Amen. It always lives. The natural man can die out, but it has to catch up. Amen. And that's what we are doing here, mentally renewing our mind, renewing our heart, and our dedication to God. These are the babes in Christ. God's what your age are, but you still have to continue to feed the spiritual man. And many a times, amen, babes in Christ, you have to watch and be careful who are teaching and feeding you the proper information concerning idol worship. Anything that you put before God. Anything that you put before God. Amen. In Deuteronomy, in Exodus 20th chapter, amen, those that be following along from 1 John as well, 5 and 21, 1 John 5 and 21. Possibly we'll get to some of these messages. Amen. But we'd like to hear your input on your point of view. And Exodus 20. It says, and God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. God is jealous. He's jealous. Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children of the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, Don't be hating God. Don't be giving. And showing mercy unto those of them that love me. Both sides of God. If you hate him, he'll fight against you. But if you love him, he'll show you mercy. And he said, as well as keep my commandments. Amen. So the first 6 verses of Exodus, the 20th chapter, amen, the background, the history, amen, of God the Father, amen. This is God himself, amen. He sent his Son. The Word of God came in the flesh. And this time of the year and seasons all depend on when you're reviewing this program. Amen. This is where God came to the world. Amen. In the natural form. In the natural form. And where he came. Amen. And took the word of God and showed people and men, amen, that you can do this by what? Living in the flesh. Living and walking as a physical body. But the word of God is alive. It moves. And once you take it in, the more God words you take in, amen, the more you begin to experience the love and kindness he have. Amen. Amen. So here, amen, when did idol worship start in the garden? It started in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Those of you who are great Bible students, remember when Satan was kicked out of heaven. Amen. And half of his friends with him, they came to the earth and made war against all the human beings, which was one but two at the beginning of the time. Amen. And they approach Adam and Eve, and they constantly, amen, Eve, they constantly tempted her, challenging her, tempting her and challenging her. That is one of the warfares, along with lying and deceiving. But he's tempting and challenging all the time to go against God's word, go against what God is about. That's what the enemy does. He tempted and he challenged. He did the same thing in the book of Matthew, the 4th chapter. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he tempted him and he challenged him. He tempted him and he challenged him to go against what God the Father, amen, told his people in the beginning. But he didn't realize, he did or didn't realize, and didn't realize that he was talking to God in the flesh. He was talking to God himself in the flesh. In the principles and the diagrams and the proof that God set down, amen. He didn't realize that God came back to make it easier and better for his people, amen. Because God gonna have more people than the devil gonna have. The world can fall apart 100 times, but God gonna have more people. John said he saw a number that no man can number. Amen. So don't be sidetracked that the world and everybody isn't falling apart. No, 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 no. God made it easy for everyone to accept him. But we have to do some cleaning up of ourselves and be aware. That's what the church is about. That's what this program is about. Grassroots, to make it simple as possible. Amen. The milk of the word, that you can grow, that you can catch a revelation from 2 or 3 people. Two or three people, Jesus said, the book of Matthew, 18th chapter, let my word be established. Amen. So here we go. Here we go. Amen. We like to have 2 or 3 people to call in. We're talking about idol worship. What you know about idol worship. Amen. Then probably the latter part of this program, we'll be able to break it down and we can all can come to a conclusion. Amen. Because it will, your worshiping and holding on to other, amen, material things and physical things that represent, amen, fallen spirits can come before you and God. And God doesn't love that. God doesn't love that. Amen. It was a story where, I mean, I did a revival, amen, in a church many years ago, back 20-some years ago. And there was a young man came to me in a dream. And I saw him over his bed. He had all the horoscope figures from January to December all over his bed. But he accepted Christ. He accepted Christ in his life. He was constantly going to church. But he wondered why he really didn't have a breakthrough in the spirit. And after the Lord showed me that, amen, and I told him about it, and I guess, I don't know, at the end of the service, amen, he had the fulfilling of the spirit that he was seeking for and the peace of mind that he was seeking for. Amen. This is very important. That's why it's good to be under elders and ministers that study the word of God, that teaching you the word of God. Amen. Just like a baby coming to this world, it need a parent. It need a parent figure to guide them through until they come to adult age. Amen. So everyone needs somebody. Amen. That's why God sent Jesus. After he sent Jesus, then Jesus, amen, came and he taught and he got the disciples and followers and all of us reciprocating from that teaching and that going back to that love that God had set out through his son. So once you come to Christ, you're in a whole different world and you need to come to a group of believers and mission work and mission and Bible study and surround yourself, because you're leaving the old place and you're coming into a whole new world. If you don't be involved and go back, amen, amen, and be with somebody that of Christ, not go forward, I mean going forward and placing yourself, you'll find yourself falling back in trials and tribulation. Here we go. Here we go. Those who can call in, you can press 1. Amen, and talk to, amen, our technician will tap you in, amen, and we love to share, amen. We have a caller, amen, we're talking about idol worship. Yes, sir. God bless you.
Amen, Bishop. It is good to be back sharing the word of God. It feels so refreshing. I want to thank you. What a great topic tonight, Bishop. Now, look at Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, the verse 7 and 8 said, their land also is full of silver and gold. Neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses. Neither is there any end to their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the works of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. Now, Bishop, today we look at today and ministry is busy building one structure after another structure. We are consumed with electronics of today. Idols have consumed our lives. We no longer have thoughts of for ourselves for listening to the electronic devices. We have directional systems in our automobiles, in our homes. Everything now, we're dependent upon everything to guide us instead of the word of God.
Yes.
This is where it's a slippery slope when you talk about the worshiping idols and false witnesses. We get so the convenience of all the things that we have in this century, in this time now. It makes it easy for us to not recognize that we are going into worshiping of idols and instead of depending upon the word of God. We are the microwave type society now, where we got to have everything our way. We got to have it instantly, where there's no patience, no time to consider. So here we are now, we depend upon the things that man has made. They run commercials now saying that, where they show people any answer they want. Now they're looking to the palm of their hand to get an answer from a device in the palm of their hand. They're looking for the answer to going to the word of God. So we have a large area here to look at when we talk about false witnesses and idols. And I just wanted to kind of weigh in there that I'm kind of really so excited to be back in the conversation. So I'll just kind of throw that in there and give me a chance to get the stuff down.
All right. God bless you. Always good to have you. A testimony, and the Bible said, a mouth of two or three witnesses. Amen. Those that written the Bible, 66 books, and one man didn't do it all, Moses. Amen. He did what God told him to do. Amen. God used him in the Old Testament, used prophets and men that come forth. Now, today, the Lord had given the church, amen, the church itself, amen, now, amen, someone that's on, amen, if someone that's on, you can go right ahead. Remember, amen, remember that this day and time, there are many, many, amen, we can stress that the most, and the first caller stressed it the most, that there are many forces, many, much teaching going on, and amen. In the body of Christ, we have to reach out and let people know what is right and what is wrong. Amen. The body of Christ, we have the job. God gave the service job to his people, the church, the ministers. You have a job to wherever you are, whatever career you're in. Amen. What better person, amen, to go to that career, to go to that group. You got scientists, to have another scientist in there witnessing, talking about Christ. Amen. A farmer go to a scientist and the vocabulary going to have a problem. What better person, amen, to be where you are, you're the believer, to let them know you can't, amen. It's good to have a career, it's good, amen, to love, but don't put your the love of your job, the love of your career, gaining the whole world. The Bible says you will lose your soul. And sometimes we forget, amen. And it is up to the leaders and those that been studying the word ahead of time for those young babes to come into Christ. And we're looking at the young generation that's coming into Christ. Amen. They're having a tough time because they have so much instruments, so many different avenues of getting information. But is anyone out there streaming information, making sure it's the proper information? Amen. Okay, you can press 1 wherever you are. Amen. We'd like to have your insight, amen, on idol worship, what you think about it. Is it hurting the body of Christ? You know, those that I remember, I used to wear a cross on my eyes. Be glad to just pick up a cross. And one man approached me about it, and I can't remember, was he positive or negative, but he caused me to study, amen, about it. And I read Paul was preaching about, amen, the power of the cross. Our God is not on the cross, but, amen, but the power, amen, it symbolizes what the cross symbolizes. So I decided to pick crosses, that the right cross and the one that doesn't have the man on it, because Jesus came down from the cross. But after he finished, amen, they took him down, they buried him, but he rose again. But that cross reminded me, you see a cross, amen, that is the power of God. The power of God. Amen. So you, these little small things that you might not think advance your faith, and it does. It does, because it reminds you that Jesus is alive, not dead. All right, we have in a caller that's pushed 1. I'm a technician. I'm glad to hear your part. Like I said, there's no wrong answer, wrong statement. We're here to, amen, edify and encourage one another. Amen. On what you study, we might have said something, or someone might say something, amen, that can strengthen you or cause you to see the other side, amen, of idolatry, amen, and worshiping other idols that you never thought you would do. Amen. You can call 1, amen, 855, amen. 855-236-2252. Just push 1. Amen. You can believe, you can talk with the panel, or you can go right ahead and leave a short testimony, a word, a scripture, a comment, or a question, and we'll be glad to get back with you. Amen. Just remember, in remembrance and calling back, there are some things that we overlook. We overlook. We're not here actually in one instance to persecute anyone or talk against anyone, but we want to bring to your knowledge, amen, what your errors are. Amen. Because go right ahead. We have a caller.
Praise the Lord.
All right. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I like your discussion tonight about idol worship. It made me think about a testimony.
Okay.
You're talking about jobs. And one of the big idol worship is theft. People don't really deal with too much. And a lot
okay.
of false prophets have operated in this theft, with this theft spirit, stealing spirit. And I thought about when I was at a job before, and it was so easy to get money and start, and nobody seeing how I was doing it, but it was something once you start, it's hard to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a fruit of repentance for you to get out of it, because it's the Bible speaks of it in Revelation, in the 9th chapter, verse 20, about repent of the works of thy hand. And it
mm-hmm.
talks about how
mm-hmm.
those different idols, like gold, silver, and stone, and like Minister Ella Hester was talking about, these things that are man-made, when we start getting these nice cars, even women, nice
mm-hmm.
women, strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
One thing for me, women was a stronghold. I had to, you know, women come after you real strong and want to hold on to you. And if you
mm-hmm.
really want God, and you want to repent of, and get yourself to the right place in God, where God perfect you in those things, and you're not
mm-hmm.
carried away with false things. Also, it talks when I was studying this lesson about false prophets. It tests it, kind of like different things test you. These different things, gold, silver, sex, theft,
mm-hmm.
they test your faith and your
mm-hmm.
attitude
mm-hmm.
toward God. So, and the Word of God. So tonight, I just want to encourage those that are listening about friends and even holding on to different friends of the world. That's demonic worship. You always, oh yeah, hey buddy, getting into all that idol talking. That's
mm-hmm.
worship an idol. All of that type
oh.
of stuff. And idols, a lot of this stuff like money and cars, the Bible says it don't hear or walk. And
okay.
you see those people in the Bible, they made them. They don't do none of that. They don't. They can't smell. They don't got no sense. They can't tell you no wisdom, no knowledge, no nothing. And people is like food, all this stuff, kind of different things, occult. But they just things people going after. If you look at it simple, it's not of God. And you got to understand, when you, as far as these people that's teaching different things, like you tell the teachers about money, as a pastor, helping your flock grow it, and like get a job and take care of your family and everything like that. That's how you test false prophets, the attitude toward the love. You first talked about the love and taking care. I like that song you had on about things going to be all right. Chill, my brother. Things are going to be fine, you know. Live in the sunshine. Don't worry about this and that. But the Spirit of God, through the Word of God, going to teach you that, you know, things are going to be fine. You just got to come. Try to live by the Word of God. I don't want to say too much and confuse nobody, but That's my thought. Just a little encouragement.
God bless you. Man does not live by bread alone. He doesn't live by bread alone, but every word that comes out of the mouth of God. God bless you. Thank you, sir. God bless you. We have another caller. Press 1. Go right ahead. You're on the air.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless
good
you.
Good to be on the call again.
Yes, sir. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to go to Romans, the first chapter, and go down to the 25th verse. And he says here, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator? Who is blessed
mm-hmm.
forever? Amen. And
mm-hmm.
the point I want to make about that is we have a lot of stuff that we are getting into, like he was talking about earlier, that aren't of God. How many people can say that if what I had to examine my own life and look at, was there anything that I was doing more than
getting into the Word of God. In other words, was I logging onto my Facebook page more than I was reading the Bible? Was I on the internet more than I was getting into my Bible? You know, was I on the telephone more than getting into my Bible? You know, what things was I doing different from the Word of God, you know, that's going to draw me away from the Word of God? What was I doing that's going to draw me away versus what was I doing that's going to draw me to the Word of God? So I just had to really examine my own life and look at it from that perspective to say, okay, whatever it is that's drawing me away from God, I need to pull away from that because that's become an idol in my life. And, you know, we have different idols from what they did in the Bible. We have idols and not even realizing we have idols. It can be money, like you said. It can be a woman. It can be your social media. It can be television. You know, how many are we quick to turn on our TV versus opening up our Bible and studying? You know, we'll go sit at a football game for 3 hours in the 20-degree weather. But, you know, if church stay past an hour, we get upset. You know, those are the things that we're doing today that's really hurting us and really drawing us away from God. And really, we're creating idols, and we're forgetting who created us. We're forgetting who letting us wake up every day because we're getting caught up in a thing that's not of Him. And that's where the world is got to turn back around and get into the things of God and get away from the things of the world, because the things of the world is not going to stand, you know, and that's one of the things I just really wanted to point out today.
All right. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Amen. Stay warm up there. As well as, if we can kind of put in an area why we studied and why we're reading, it's because the inner man, John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. Amen. The inner spirit needs the Word of God. The Word is spirit. So when we're reading and studying, we are building, we're adding to and building our faith. The Word is feeding and building up the inner man. So the less, and if you're not depending on God, look to the hills to come my help, amen. Then you, like you say, you work into the outer talent, the outer skills that you're looking for. Amen. That's what makes God jealous. Go to God first in prayer. We need our social group because we might be the one in the group that's feeding them spiritual things. All right, we have another caller. Amen. Let's go ahead and push one. Go right ahead, you're on the air. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Bishop, how you doing today?
All right, and you?
Okay, we listening to, enjoying what we're hearing.
All right.
I thought on the subject of staying away from idols, and all I can remember and it is a spirit says selfishness. That's what really concerns me. When you start talking about this, you get down to the very fact of whether you'll go with Jesus or not.
Okay.
See, the Lord said something. I thought it was kind of tough. He said something to me some time ago, and he said, "Now my blood covers you,
mm-hmm.
but what should you be doing beneath the blood?" And I thought on the thing, and as you was opening tonight, it came back to me. It was like a question was answered. When we are covered under the blood, that's so that we can let go. We can be cleansed. And ain't no two ways about it. When the blood covers you, that's to give you the time to be washed. That's so we are being prepared to be presented before our God. You see, so my take is, I can't walk and be all uptight and not obey the Word of God, because it's difficult to sin and obey the word of God. So I'm reminding of what Peter said. He said, now you lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset you. You see, it's a running to Jesus. And matter of fact, the idol is, as the brothers have just said, you're holding on to stuff that you know that God is auctioning you to let go. And there's so much of that. You've been around. Let me put it like this. You've been around some that they act in a certain way, and you couldn't figure out why they're acting like that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just holding on to stuff that the word of God ain't got nothing to do with you, but the word of God is saying lay it aside. You see, so this is what we're facing today in the church, and yes, it affects the church. You can't get the Holy Ghost moving and operating like He wants to when I'm holding on to idols. So John here is saying, keep away from them. Now, don't worship them. Don't hold on to them. So I'm just so happy tonight to hear from you, because you. Everybody could have kept on talking. I just said, man, look at that. All I got is selfishness, and they going right into not being selfish. So I'm grateful that's it. It's a witness to me. And one thing, let me say before I quit, fear, you see, you got to let go of fear. And you can't grow in God if fear is operating in you. And that was just presented to me a couple of days ago. You can't walk with Jesus if you fear. You see, you gotta let go. The old church said, let go and let God. Now that sounds like a cliche, but it's true. So this is what I'm hearing, Bishop, and I just thank God for the broadcast.
All right. God bless you. Good to hear from you, Elder Garrett. We're always good, amen, for you to come in there. And you hit on something there that would got Satan evicted, selfishness. Amen. He got pride lifted up. And he wanted to go make his own heaven. He's tired of this. He's tired of this going on. He's going to go up and make his own heaven. He got a little group to follow him, too. Got a little group, and he was evicted. Everything they had came down here on earth to fight against us. So selfishness is a doctrine, amen, of idleness, idols, because that's what Adam and Eve, and he approached temptation and challenging Eve, tempting her and challenging her. Oh, well, you know, God didn't know what he's talking about. And the day that you do this, you're going to be self-sufficient, in other words. You're going to be just like God. The day you do this, challenging it, tempting it, and make her think that she's a God. And many people get to fall on that problem. If you don't trust God in everything and everything that comes around, pray, communicate and pray. All right, we have another caller. The line is open.
Hi, this is the first time I had a chance to call.
God bless
and
you.
I just called. Yeah, I just called to just listen and ask for prayer and blessing for the things that are going on in my life, and just thank the people that have been very good to me when I was there visiting, and to just say thank you.
All right. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. Like all the men was taking up the program. Glad to hear some ladies out there. More ladies call in. Good to have you.
Well, it's good to get through. And I thank you very much. And thank everybody. And I'm going to shut up and listen to the conversation.
Okay. God bless you. Yes, we will have
Thank
prayer.
You.
And we'll be having prayer at the end of the program in about another 10 minutes. We're going to
okay.
prayer for all those that are listening because we know it's not a mistake that you call. Not a mistake that
mm-hmm.
you call. All right. And as well as, we can say this, if you study back in your Bible, the things that Job went through, amen, and you think about the natural things that the body go through, God was still there. It's one thing, the enemy. And it's a powerful statement. Jesus said that I'll be with you always. And I think about that sometimes. You know, all of us have low times, high times. And Jesus is there. He's there always. He said, I'll be with you always. Always. You know, in one direction, you with him, he's with you. And he said, I'm going to send a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God will keep your mind. And this is where we are tonight when we're dealing with idols today. When teaching come in and say, depend on yourself. God said, no, depend on me in everything, everything. All right, we have another caller. I think we have another caller. Go right ahead. The line is open. Hello? Hello? Yes, go right ahead. I think it's 666-6600. You're on the air. Okay, 2447. All right, you're on there. Okay, I'm having a little technical problem seeing the call, but if you punch one this while ago, amen, let's go right ahead. Hello? Hello? All right. All right, God bless you. Thank you for listening. Continue on. Amen. But remember, we are not only natural, but we are spiritual. And when God saved, he saved the inner man, not the shell, the inner man. And that's why Elder Garrett and many more of us elaborating on things that people go through. And, you know, I thought about this. When Jesus came and he walked and he talked with his 12, they had problems. They had attitude problems. Amen. They still had physical problems, but he was with them and he was correcting them and telling them that, listen, now you got to get rid of this and get rid of this. And the chief apostle, old man Peter, he was in the garden when he had Jesus in the courtroom, and the world came up against him and they accused him and said, oh, your speech gave you away, old man. You know, we know you this. And he got upset and he started cursing. And Jesus told Peter, Peter said, Peter, you're going to deny me. And Peter said, oh, my God, Jesus, I walked on water with you. And I was transfigured. I was caught up. But Jesus was looking at the natural man, the fear and the worration that the natural man can go through from time to time. And that word through is so powerful. It's such a powerful word, and we just kick it around. But through that, going through certain things, build your faith. It builds your faith. It make you, when you come through, it was a time when, amen, I started out with Christ, and amen, and I started out with Christ, amen. I thought I was financial problems and everything, and I began to go up and down with situations in my life and the problems, and I needed finance. I needed finance. And I went to a very mature person in Christ, and he said, oh, well, you need some money. You need some money. And I was wondering how he knows that, but, you know, the Holy Spirit was dealing with him. God give people insight and discernment. And I was talking with him. He said, well, you know, we could tell you certain things, but no, I'm not going to tell you this because you go through this situation praying, reading, and talking to God, and when you come out of this situation, it's going to be more important to you than money. is going to mean so much to you than any money people can give you. Amen. And I learned. We all continue to learn. Amen. As a leader, dealing with people and their problems, I have to continue to pray. And through praying, God can lift you, lift your mind and your spirit above what you think the enemy is telling you. He was telling Jesus, you're in this wilderness, Jesus. He's tempting and trying and talking. Jesus, you're in this wilderness. You're in this wilderness. You're in this problem. Amen. All right, if you push one, and we got about 5 or 6 more minutes, amen, and we want to hear what you have to say because we're going to pray. Many are going through holidays now and coming back from holidays and getting ready to go to more holidays, and we want to, amen, hear what you have to say. Amen. Just if you push one, amen, and just come in and share. I know we have more ladies out there. Amen. We'll be able to share with us. Amen. We want to hear their point of view concerning idol worship. Amen. We want to also focus on, amen, certain points concerning idol worship. You might not think holidays bring up a lot of idols. It does. And you feel that, okay, the church is doing it, it's okay. But you have to remember that there are a lot of, amen, Jesus said there are going to be many, many false teachers. Many men are going to come, amen, impersonating him. And you have to be careful. You have to be careful not to get involved. Not to get involved. Even though it's in the house of worship, that's why you have to search out, amen, the history and background of the place that you worship. Amen. God can use anybody to bring you to Christ. Amen. But if you fit in the right body of Christ, you begin to grow and respect. Amen. Leadership. Amen. The enemy come in and bring selfishness, trouble, trials and tribulation. Because you think this time of the year, everybody's doing it. It's okay. Oh, a large number is doing it. It's okay. It's not okay. If you deal with the Holy Spirit, praying and seeking God, amen. That's why he give you visions and dreams to show you and guide you, amen. Show you and guide you on things, amen. So if you have a dream or something you want to share that you can share, God has given you a comment you want to share, amen. We're getting close to our area where we want to pray for problems and situations. And this is why it's so important that you don't want to have an idol, amen, a rabbit foot, a statue, a star, amen, a birthmark, or your sign or something before God. It won't get through. It won't get through. You say, well, I've been praying. I'm going to go on a fast and praying. How is it going to get through? God is jealous. How is this going to happen? You got a jealous God, and when God look at you, and you begin to talk to him, and all he sees is this image before him, this image standing before him. If something come up, you grab the image, or you rub the image, you put it in your pocket, or you put it around your neck, you put it all on your foot. You spray it on your head, you know. You rub your face with it, and you go out and say, "Oh, I love God." Yes, you love God, but at the same time, Jesus came. Now, Jesus said, "No, Paul," and all. That's why, amen. The church is important. Repentance is very important. Amen. If you just press one here, we're getting a little excited. But we want to hear. Amen. From you, from those of you that press one, our technician will put you in. Just press one to say hello. Then I know you're on the line. Amen. And we would love to hear what you have to say. Amen. We have about 5 more minutes. We'd be glad to. Amen. Before we go into prayer and our closing. Amen. Just press one and say hello. I'm here, you know, then we know, amen. But listen, repentance, amen, and our first brother Hester touched on it, amen, and many more brethren touched on it, that repentance is one of the very key. Hello? All right, Ella Williams, go right
ahead. Yes. Yes, sir. I was just listening to you there, and one of the items that we was.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. Hello? All right, we're having a little technical problem with Ella Williams. You can call back in. Amen. Call back in again. Amen. Repentance is so important. All right. Go right ahead, Ella. You on air? Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, it's Ella Williams.
Good to have you.
Yes, sir. Yes, I was just listening to the call there, and I want to say about the idol worship, and they can get into so much idol, and they're not even knowing it. The world done got into a lot of idols and not knowing what they got into, or they done took the real meaning out of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They done got that, it's much more material thing than a God now. And the way you see it, they're not representing Christ anymore, they're representing things.
Okay.
A lot of Christians, we done got caught up into that. Worshiping things for Christmas, and the mere meaning of Christmas is Christ. You don't got away from the family. And the world is being caught up in that. Even when Moses went up onto the mountains and he come back down and they were worshiping idol gods. And God wasn't pleased with that. God wants them to worship him. He said, I'm God. Besides me, there's no other God besides me. And he destroyed that stuff. And God is getting ready to destroy some things because they done took him out of the real meaning of worshiping him even in church. And like I said, it's so easy for us to get caught up into that. And like you said earlier, that we need to get back to the basic of seeking God and seeking his faith and seeking his will is in our lives. It's not things.
Yes.
God know what it takes for us to live down here. But it's not things that we should be worshiping. We should be worshiping God and him alone.
Mm-hmm.
And all this, in other words, selfishness and all that. God didn't put us here for us. He put us here for others. He put us here to serve others. If we learn how to serve others, then we'll know what God really is. You see?
Amen. Amen.
And so that's what it's about. We're here to serve others and not things. Because God said, I take care of you. Seek ye me first, the kingdom of heaven, and all of these things will be added unto you. Whatever it takes for you to survive, God will give it to you. We got to seek. We need to get back on our knees and start seeking God. And get on our face and start seeking God. We need to be seeking God. Even in our spirit, we need to be seeking God. Because it's so easy to get caught up in things. And things can cause you to lose out on God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Ella. Good to hear from you, Pastor. Amen. You have some very points we can go in. Amen. Because that's one of the bait the enemy used, Satan used, and a lot of other groups use. They don't love God. Amen. They hate God. And the devil say, well, if you fall down and worship me, I give you all these things. Amen. Things don't mean nothing to him. Somebody else probably got that same thing if you can follow it down in history. Amen. Amen. God bless
you.
God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
All right. We're getting ready to getting close to time, to prayer time. Amen. Amen. We have another caller. We have another 4427. Amen. You on the air, 4427.
Yeah, Bishop, I want to close out and say that, you know, every year at this time, the media convinces us if you really love your mate, you'll buy her a diamond. And this is a form of idolism. You know, every year at this time, they convince us that If you really love her, you'll get a one. You get her a diamond, and this gets us into idol worship, because now they take this diamond at this time of the year, and if you don't give that to your woman, then it's a sign you don't love her. So it's easy for us to get caught up in idols in this day and age, because technology being what it is and the way communication is, it's easy to manipulate the mind, understanding that not many people are opening up the Word of God on a daily basis.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, it slowly can be, amen, old-fashioned. And it's for us, the body of Christ, amen, we're representing God now, and all the prophets, they're gone, amen. This God got the whole church now, prophets, teachers, apostles, amen, pastors. We all representatives now, amen. God poured out his Spirit upon all flesh. And the Holy Spirit, wherever you are, whoever you are, amen. Sometimes just being, amen. God bless you, someone that's on the air, amen. Just being who you are and making it through, amen, through the trials and tribulation, you don't know who depended on you, amen. Hold your head up, situations going on. You don't have to take, sometimes I think we just, our association, we go along with what they're doing. And I remember the Holy Spirit brought to my mind early in Christ, going to the job, everybody complaining, everybody worried. And I just got that revelation from God. Amen. You don't have to be like that. You know, you got peace in your heart and mind. You don't have to walk around like they walking around. Oh, the president. Oh, the economy. Oh, this. And in your heart, you got peace. But, you know, the outside, yes, it's raining everywhere, storming everywhere. But within you, you have peace. You have peace. We have peace. Amen. God bless you all. 5600, you'll call. Amen. You got a minute. We can share with you. Go right ahead. We'd like to hear what you have to say.
I'd just like to wrap up this scripture right quick. Galatians 1 and 10, and it's really talking to the ministers, and it says, "For do I persuade men or God? Do I seek to please men? For yet, mm-hmm. I yet please men. I should not be a servant of Christ." And that's what we really have to think about. Are we preaching the gospel and teaching the gospel to please men, or are we doing it to please God? We have to be all careful, right, as ministers, when we come into church, and realize that we are servants as well as ministers, and we can't get caught up in not trying to, you know, you got some that walk in that don't even try to get into the praise and worship, or don't get into the prayer of the service. We have to be careful about that, because we have become idols in people's eyes and not even realize it. We think that we're bigger than God.
All right. God bless you.
Realize.
God bless you all. God bless you all. We hate to cut you all off, but thanks. Amen. We can go on and on. If you want to walk in the Spirit, remember that, amen, Galatians 5 and 26, the fruits of the Spirit. Now, if you got a tree, you pull a fruit off, it says love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Sometimes we overlook long-suffering. That's a fruit of the Spirit. That's a fruit of the Spirit. Goodness, gentleness, that's a fruit. You're walking in the Spirit of God. You got gentleness. You got joy in your heart. Amen. God with you all the way. Always. Father, we thank you right now for the callers. And Lord, we thank you through your Holy Spirit. Oh God, stretch your hand to deliver us right now. Amen. Touch our brother and sister, Lord, within you. Amen. Give them the mind. Keep them encouraged, Lord, in the name of Jesus, until we meet again. We know, in God, you're able to help them, because they would not be able to call with a sound mind, with the peace they have now. They knowing that you will be with them and you love them and you care for them. Amen. God bless you. You can review this program again. Amen. Go to Doctor of Truth. Amen. Till we meet again. God bless you. Keep the faith.